Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved. That's a big deal. And you need to be involved. You know what? It's one of the ways you get information. You really see how people act. You see what they're doing. See if they're willing to hang you or not, if they're really your friends. Again, head out to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join me after the first break. Pretty much a regular on Mondays now. We're going to call it, you know, the mental health Mondays, only because you're dealing with so much, and you really are dealing with so much. I'm not going to deny that. There are a lot of people who've never been in this kind of stressful situation. Some of us have put ourselves in this stressful situation several times in their life. But no, seriously, I mean, there are people that are fighting with this because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to cope. They don't know what's up next. Well, none of us know what's up next. But she's got a DR in front of her name. I don't. So we're going to bring her on to discuss. And I do appreciate the time that she spends with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. And send me, you know, you send me some emails on people to bring on, and you think, because I don't bring them on, that I don't value your opinion. Yeah, first of all, get over yourself, because yeah, I don't even value my own opinion. I come up with these ideas of people to bring on, and I blow them off. But if I, you know, if there's enough, want there, somebody's asked for it before, or I grab a story online that seems to make sense to bring them on, I bring them on. It's that simple. So we, in the last hour, we're talking about how Trump said that he's been taking hydroxychloroquine, and many experts are going, whoa, don't tell people that. That doesn't work. Well, it does work. It may not work for everybody. It's one of the things that my wife and I talk about on a regular basis. Not all drugs work on all people the same way. That's why, you know, different types of drugs, different ways to approach healing. There's no way about 80% of what she uses on her body, and not because she's a her, won't work on mine. Really that simple. And we've seen it. We've seen it on more than one occasion. You know, so it isn't a one-size-fits-all. That drug, those drugs work for that legislator in Houston, not Houston, Chicago, or just outside of Chicago. Work great for her, right? So anyway, you can't just take it. And why Cavuto and the rest of them? God, they make me nuts. They really do. It's like everything that they do is aimed at him, something he's doing, something he's saying that we know is wrong. Well, we don't know it's wrong. He's been right plenty of times without knowing he was wrong. Or thinking, you know, according to your words, if science says it can't be done, then he knows it's wrong, end of the discussion. Look, the joke with Edison. If Edison had gone exactly by what people in his field said, he would have never made the light bulb. He would have never done the work. Because it would never happen. It was a failure. That's what he was told. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I touched on this, but I didn't go through it. See, the lunacy with the left never stops. It just doesn't stop. Deb's been telling the Supreme Court of ongoing new impeachment inquiries in an effort to obtain Mueller information. It's really funny because the Mueller probe proved that there was nothing going on there on more than one occasion. just because you say there wasn't enough evidence to convict doesn't mean that they couldn't find it. I mean, that would think about how often if they did that in court, what would happen? The judge would laugh at them, throw something at him, and throw him out of court. House Democrats told the Supreme Court on Monday that they're again in the midst of an ongoing presidential impeachment investigation, part of their weighty constitutional responsibility. Be nice if they run the country for a while, huh? Now, the Democrats argued redacted grand jury materials from special counsel Robert Mueller, right, because of the probe has been completed, should be now turned over. Top Democrats have repeatedly suggested, since President Trump was acquitted on two articles of impeachment, that they might initiate new impeachment proceedings. They're sick. They're sick people. The Democrats promise at least won't be a problem. Sure, right. Owing to their special protocols that ensure secrecy. Right. See, when you get the head of the department, the head of the subcommittee, who leaves the subcommittee, walks out the microphones and spews everything, you can't fix that. Not unless you lock him up or her. Specifically, the Democrats said that they were looking into the possibility or possible exercise of improper political influence over recent decisions made in the Roger Stone and Michael Flynn prosecutions. So he opened his mouth. I love this. They're so selective. You know, when Obama weighed in on that summit that went on in Cambridge, remember with the black eyed, the quote-unquote white, the white police force, you know, went after him just because he was black? Looked like he was trying to break into the house in perfect daylight. I would have called the cops, too. Do you always ask first, I'm sorry, do you live there? Do you know the person that lives there? It's just nuts. Really. Terrible. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. It just irritates me. Look at these stories. And look at how they keep looking. These guys need to fix things. Not consistently go after the president. They hate this. I don't. Anybody out there know this kind of hate except for pure evil? I mean, I would have kept going after Hitler. I get that. But they've got a job to do. They think they were elected to take out Trump and that was the only job. No! They wanted you to take out Trump and that was the only job they would have gave you the Senate too. They didn't. So I'm going to see your host. This is Real Time. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hello?
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. There you go. Being part of the conversation. So part of the solution, really. Just being part of the conversation doesn't just help. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, I really appreciate it. I love technology. It just throws me for a total loop sometimes. But really, seriously, people, there's a lot going on right now, and there's so much uncertainty out there. You've got some governors, not just governors, but you've got some mayors in these cities telling you, I mean, they don't know when they're going to reopen their cities. That you can't go out. You have to stay in your house. We don't know for how long. Nobody can really deal with that. I mean, no normal human being can deal with it. It's a little bit to try to figure out. What do you mean you're not going to, even a convict knows when they're going to get their freedom back. So, I mean, seriously, you got to give this some serious thought as to what's going on. So, what do I do now? I'm bringing on Dr. Bridget Melson with us every week to give us kind of an insight as to what's going on in people's minds, how they can relieve some pressure. And, Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, gosh. Thanks for, having me, Joe. And thank you so much for bringing attention to this very important topic. I'll be so happy when we don't have to talk about COVID anymore. But my job, I continue to be on the White House calls every Wednesday to talk about mental health and how we're helping. And it's becoming the next pandemic, I'm telling you. So we've got a lot to talk about tonight. If you're
I'm seeing a lot of stuff. Being a school board member, I'm seeing a lot of stuff that's going on with parents and students and all kinds of stuff. Kids are wigging out because they don't have the normal graduation or the normal, classroom time. But one of the things that you want to talk about, which I just think is totally amazing, is the fact that, my God, murder, if you want to call it, suicide of parents to children is on the rise. What do you mean by suicide? I mean parents committing suicide or killing the kids?
Yes, both. So murder, suicides, and it's a third that I've been brought into in the last 2 weeks. And, when I hear murder, suicides, it's usually boyfriends, or ex-boyfriend, right, kills girlfriend and then kills himself, or husband kills wife or whatever. And so both of these, all three of these have been, the first one was a husband who killed his wife and then his three kids. And because of the COVID, he couldn't get out. He lost his job, and he wrote a note, and then he went and killed his family. And then the one today here locally in Texas, it was a mom, and she was in distress with her boyfriend, and he came running home, and she had two children, a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old. And he came home, and she was waving a gun and said, "That's it, I'm done." And I don't know the details beyond that. I'm still getting information in and trying to help this family. But he took off, left the kids, just took off, got out of the house, made it, and the police were called, and there was a standoff. The 12-year-old boy somehow got out, smart kid, and the police said, "I'm coming in," and the mom shot her 8-year-old little girl and then shot herself. So it's the third one in 2 weeks, and that's local, and it's shocking to me, but she was done. It ended up, we're looking more into it, and she was at home. She was going crazy. She didn't get the mental health help
but,
she needed.
But listen, people are already asking the question, and I've got to ask it here too. That is not something that happens in 24 hours, right? Somebody a bit not stable to begin with, don't you? Right?
Yes. Okay. No, absolutely. It's just we're seeing about a 12%, I think, is what I just read. I'm going to try to find the article. About a 12% increase in murder-suicides that involve a parent to child. It's pretty rare. But the fact that there's even an increase, and they're all saying that it's job-related, COVID-related, homeschool-related. No, it doesn't happen a lot. It was just interesting that it happened here in my backyard, basically. And just want to remind people that it's real. What we're feeling is real. The White House is addressing it. I mentioned a few weeks ago on your show that seniors were dealing with it. Yep. And now we have people like Michael Phelps, who just came forward and said he's never felt so overwhelmed in his life. Not through Olympics, not getting married, not with death in the family, that he is so overwhelmed right now that he is bordering on suicide, and he's relying on his wife and kids to help him.
All right, so I don't want you to, I don't know how to ask this question without sound like I'm making fun of a certain generation, and I'm really not. I'm really honestly asking the question. In the late 60s, early 70s, we were waiting for the atomic bomb any day. We had daily commercials. We had weekly drills. You saw that bomb wipe out buildings and people and burn the flesh off of. Were we in this much fear? I'm trying to understand. Are we raising a weaker generation? Are we raising people that are incapable of coping? Help me understand. Seriously.
You know, I think honestly what it is because we have such access to the internet and we have over access to the news and such access to social media that, number one, we're in everybody's business, right? It's just we know everything. We know too much. And, right? And there were earthquakes, there were pandemics, there was sickness in the world, you know, from the beginning of time, but we didn't hear about it. And now, good gracious, you know, sneeze. It's like, oh, I've got COVID. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Oh my gosh, I need to see a counselor. You know, I mean, everybody just needs to calm down. It's life. Of course, being a Christian, I very much look to God to calm myself down. We, you know, our kids are all aware of what's going on and they're not freaking out because we normalize it. But there are more people that are at risk, of course, and those are people with, you know, underlying mental health issues. But again, you know, talking about, you know, I've been reading and talking to a lot of high schoolers, and I see teens in my practice about missing out on all these big accomplishments, you know, the celebrations, the proms, the graduations. And I'm doing a lot of just recognizance, just calm down. You know, let's think about life in general. I'm so sorry that this has happened. I think it's great that families are getting creative about it. They're putting up stages in their garage. They're doing drive-bys. That's awesome. That's great. Do we really need a party? We have to rent out an entire restaurant and have 2,000 people there? That's save that for your wedding. I don't think you need that for every single celebration. So,
well, it's just one of those things. It's a constant question that people will ask me is well, we got to go for a quick break, but whether or not people really have the coping skills they need to deal with this kind of stuff. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he is taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug that the Food and Drug Administration had warned against widespread use of, along with zinc as preventative measures against coronavirus.
You'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. a couple of weeks ago, started taking it, because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
President Trump has said he's had zero symptoms of coronavirus infection and is tested for it daily. Studies are looking into the potential impact of using the drug in combination with zinc or antibiotics. The president continues to tout the potential of a drug combination, including hydroxychloroquine, claiming that it had a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Why is it that every time I hear that intro, I conjure up the vision of Nancy Pelosi? I don't know. I just saying, you know, it just comes to mind. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I just really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Because, frankly, I got to tell you something. A lot of you... Well, that was almost bad. I almost knocked my coffee over all over the table again. Anyway, though, many of you are going through a lot of stuff right now. And you don't want to, either you don't want to admit to it. You can't believe it's really happening. I don't get it either. There's a lot of stuff that bothers me and makes me crazy. But you got people you can turn to. Seriously. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins us, and I always appreciate her time with me. She has an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis on, come on, what do you have to use these big words for? An emphasis on neuropsychology and is licensed marriage and family therapist. Man, I tell you what, if there was a dozen of you, you'd be making a boatload of money right now, wouldn't you?
Yes.
With all the craziness.
Absolutely. Yes.
So,
yes. No,
look, don't give away any secrets, but it's kind of like couples all of a sudden are looking at each other going, how did I ever marry you? Right? I mean, it's the first time in 20 years they've spent any time together.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, and that's, you know, I'm seeing such an uptick in the couples, in my couples counseling, because I've got, you know, mostly wives calling, Dr. B, he's got to go back to work. My husband has got to go back to work, or it's going to be bloody. You know, and these are my nice Christian couples that I see, and I'm like joking, and then they start crying, and I'm like, oh, gosh. They're serious.
You're serious. So
yes, they're serious. So if your spouse is driving you crazy, it's normal and it's about to end. So, and I don't mean death, but I mean...
Yeah, I know. You better watch how you say that, because that's how some people they'd be going, yeah, I'll take him out. No problem. Dr. B said I could. He told me it was going to end.
No.
That's right.
I didn't say that. Love on them.
So we are and the question I asked you, and it was my question to you, was that I'm amazed that you think about what our parents went through, you know, the quote-unquote great generation, right? And the stuff that they had to put up with, the stuff that they had to deal with on a regular basis. And you and I have talked about this with teens. Some teens are just unable to cope. We're not raising them to be able to cope. Is that kind of what we're seeing come to fruition here?
You know, absolutely. The Greatest Generation, you know, they're my favorite, right? That was my great grandmother, and I was raised partly by her, and then her parents. I didn't know them, but yes, I mean, I look at her and that she survived with the Great Depression, right? So she saved rubber bands. She saved foil. You know, she used it many times after she cooked cookies on it. She saved paper clips, you know, all these things. And she was so excited to just have a drawer full of these things. And then we've got this current generation, Generation Z or iGen, that can't even be without their phone for 10 seconds. And that are really freaking out and having mental health issues. The ER visits of teens during COVID crisis is up 60%. 60%. They're not even going for COVID testing. They're going for mental health issues. And if they're going to the ER, that means it's suicidal ideation. And I'm thinking, why? You've got every device you've ever wanted at home. You don't have to go to school. You've got plenty to eat. You've got plenty of toilet paper. What on earth is the issue?
You don't know for sure they have plenty of toilet paper. You're just guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. But this is not the Great Depression.
Right.
And because of the fantastic foundation, economic foundation that Trump allowed us to have and created for us, we're going to bounce off of this. Look at the stock market today at 900 points. So there, I don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to sound cold-hearted. I do have patients and clients that have had, you know, that have issues and have had them before COVID.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about them or to them, and they're barely hanging on, and I'm able to talk them through it. But the ones that are just showing up, you know, at the ER because, you know, they can't go to prom, I can't. I know it sounds heartless, but buck up, people.
Yeah. It's because of what has been instilled as important in them. Right? I mean, seriously, about prom and graduation and things. So tell parents, here's your couple-minute counseling session, if you would, generic counseling session. No, tell parents some of the things that they can do to kind of maybe alleviate some of the stress, some of the pressure.
You know, and there are things I want to say real quick before I go with those to preface it. You know, I want you guys and I want all parents to really, you know, don't dismiss, you know, this is where I get serious and I do love what I do. Don't dismiss irritability that's ongoing, mood changes. If they're raging, if they're feeling hopeless, if there are changes in eating or their weight or sleep, memory, thinking, concentration, if there are actual changes you're seeing, then get them help. It's okay. And I would call a crisis hotline, or I would call a counselor before going to the ER, and just normalizing it. But again, and I keep saying this week after week, we've got to have daily structure for these kids. They had it in school, and that's a new thing for parents because we had our kids in school. We didn't have to have daily structure. So for psychological and emotional development, that's really important. They need predictable rules and consequences. They need consistent schedules. And it's something that you, just because it's summer, don't just throw all the rules out. You don't have to have it exactly. Do homework, take your tests, go out. But you do need to still have predictable rules, daily structure and consequences, self-discipline, impulse control. You can still teach them all of that. And they need that. And you and I have talked about how they need boundaries, and they're screaming for it. They don't want you to be their best friend. They want you to be their parent.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of parents have already let this go for some time. Right? I mean, they've already built up a method of operation, if you would. And how does one turn that around after all? Again, like I said, jokingly, they're not used to having the kids around all day. So
they're not. And how do children learn? They learn from watching
adults. Watching us. Yeah.
They watch us. And if we don't implement structure, if we don't implement self-discipline, if we don't turn the dang news off and stop listening to it, and if we don't keep ourselves from freaking out and keep buying in to this leftist progressive panic, media panic, then they're going to buy into it. And if we don't manage our own anxiety, then the stress is going to creep up in us, and then it's going to be a bad model for our children. So, and then we're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. Again, I realize that every child is different, but it's got to be some foundational things that are the same in all human beings and all young human beings. And I think that a lot of people have missed it. This is, again, my personal opinion is that we have a generation of people right now who didn't like the way they were brought up. They didn't like the rules that they had to follow. They indulge their kids a little bit more than the greatest generation did. I mean, think of the hardships that these people endured. Go back to the real Great Depression, where people actually did lose their houses, their cars, their farms, every single thing they owned. And yet,
everything.
Yes, people committed suicide, but not at the levels we see today. Not at the societal breakdown that we see today. Am I really off here or what?
No, they really they didn't. You know, they just their work ethic was different. They didn't rely, of course, on the media and electronics like we did. And of course, the news reported the news then, right, through radio. It was just the news. There wasn't all this propaganda, you know, added to it. So I think we let too much in. Honestly, I think if parents are listening and you don't hear anything else I say, honestly, get your kids outside and unplugged. Unplugged, outside. Do something fun. I just brought home some fresh cherries, some fresh strawberries, and some fresh bananas with some chocolate chips. And I told the kids, turn everything off and go chocolate coat everything. And they're just having a blast in there. Just have fun. the kitchen's going to be a mess, but they're going to have fun.
Yeah, you know what? You had me right up. I love those fresh strawberries and all that. You had me right up to the chocolate chips. I'm going, okay, now we're getting a little bit too much sweet over there. No, they'd be bouncing off the walls here at my house, you know what I'm saying? So
just a couple.
We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. A lot of seniors going through stuff. Maybe you can give the parents some ideas how they can help them kind of deal with the fact that they may not have a graduation. They're not going to have a prom, and such is life. Sometimes you just don't do. Show up and see your host. Don't go far. Dr. B will be on the other side of the break.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back.
Mambo Italiano.
You're listening to Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Lots going on out there. I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't know how anybody, you know, we, as creatures, there's certain things that we like. And surety is one of them. Knowing, you know, you get your map out, you drive into a certain place, you kind of know you get to certain road signs or mile markers or whatever, and you know you're on track, and eventually you're going to get where you need to go. Well, people are right now, they're all over the place because you've got governors and mayors and people of authority saying, we don't know when it's going to end. Oh, it's going to end next Tuesday. Well, we didn't really mean next Tuesday. We meant next Tuesday. And that uncertainty, financial, physical, it's tough on people. And the doc, the good doctor she can correct me in a minute, but, you know, men are made to work. We are made to provide. We feel good when we're working, providing for our family, taking care of our family. It's a whole mental state for us. We were not made to sit on the couch, sit around the house, walk around in worry and fear and doubt. It doesn't work for us. So anyway, that's, but don't listen to me. I'm just, a spokesperson here, right? So Dr. B, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she, you know, again, she's got, I'm not going through this whole thing again because I can't pronounce half these words, but you're a licensed marriage and family therapist, and you recently completed a postdoctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University. All right, so thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. And, you know, am I that far? Let's start with the men for a minute. Am I that far off?
Yeah.
We are made to work and do things and burn off energy, right?
Absolutely. You got the hunters and the gatherers. God made us to be the gatherers and take care of the home and nurture and love on our family. And he made y'all to be the hunters. And it's interesting. For over 20 years, I've been working with couples and families, and I'll get girlfriends coming in and wives coming in or texting me saying, Dr. B, my husband's at work and he's not texting me back. Or my husband's in boot camp and I'm not getting texted back, or he's not calling me back. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I did the research, you know, just to explain to them how the brain works, because they weren't listening to me saying he's at work. Thank goodness he's not texting you back. But, okay. So found out that there's a physiological difference between men and women.
No, like God knew. No. You're all wrong. Don't you listen to the Democrats, socialists, the social justice warriors? That's, I don't know what school you went to.
Terrible, like God knew what he was doing. So, men have this one very solid, bigger pathway in their brain that allows them to not really be able to multitask, not that anybody can really multitask, but go from one task to another. This bigger pathway allows them to focus. So, for instance, in war, this is why if women want to be in the military, I'm not thinking they should be, you know, on the front lines. I know I'm going to get emails. But men specifically have one huge pathway to focus on, so they go and get it done. They're not trying to text you while they're on the battlefield, while they're at work, while they are serving as a police officer, whatever, fill in the blank. Women have up to 3 to 5 pathways, so we can multitask. So call your girlfriend. Don't call your husband and bother him when he's trying to bring home the money. So it's physiologically anyways, so you're
That's
right.
Great.
You're right on many levels. Yeah. That's why y'all have such great work ethic.
Well, it's you know, one of my kids, he's laser focused. When he goes to work, he's at work. And they could be letting off a neutron bomb somewhere, and he's like, I got to finish doing this job. I'll come clean up the mess afterward, but I got to do
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
You know, it's just the way he is. And it's for the family.
Yeah.
And if you talk to him, he's doing it because he needs to provide for his family. That's the only reason.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful. And, you know, I'm still all for, you know, if women want to have careers, but we always, like, I had a private practice, so it's not that I'm being a hypocrite, but my husband and I sat down and we always knew that the family comes first. I am mom and wife first. And then if I can fit in a career, you know, in between that, then I can. And part of the reason why I'm lessening my hours at my private practice is because my kids need me, and I love that. So,
well, no, the real reason, I'll help you here. The real reason is because you've given in to the white man, the oppressive male that's keeping you down and telling you you need to be home with the kids because that's the only thing you do well. You can't be out there working. What are you, crazy?
That's terrible, isn't it? And if anyone knows me, if my mom's listening right now, which I think she is, you can't make me do anything I don't want to do. So that's definitely not it. But I know, isn't that the most ludicrous thing, these feminists? Really? Fine. If y'all want to go work, have fun. You don't want to be married. You hate men. Please don't get married then if you hate men and don't procreate. Awesome. I'm honestly all for it. I don't think we should argue with them.
No.
But I think it's beautiful, the difference between men and women. And yeah.
I think, listen, I've got a lot of strong women in my life. I grew up with a lot of strong women in my life. I don't see a problem with it. You want to work. You want to stay home, take care of kids? Fine. You want to do a little of both? That's fine, too. You want to homeschool? You don't want to homeschool? Whatever. My oldest daughter would tell you, if she's listening to the show, she would tell you that she one time And she never said it again. One time in the hall, she said something about that. I made a comment. She said, like, well, I'm just a girl. I don't know how to do that. I said, don't you ever say that again. And it's not because you're my daughter. It's because that's such an out. You can do anything I can do, pretty much. All right? And I know that there's different physical differences. I know that women have greater lower body strength. Men have greater upper body strength. So there are certain little nuances. I get it. But for the most part, there isn't anything a woman can or can't do that I can or can't do. You know? We've not been taught to believe that, haven't we?
No, I say embrace it. But just remember that we do inherently have differences. We, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately, if you're going to have kids and you're going to have a family, that don't leave them to go to work. That just never made sense that, you know, I'm such an anti-daycare person, unless you're like my mother, who was a single mom. And I get it. There's always a reason to do it. But, man, appreciate the differences God gave us. And we don't have to shoot the white man down in the process. I hate these commercials.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't change the tire. I guess I have to, and I'll hold the car up at the same time. Okay, no. Really? We don't.
No. But, see, that's where families screw things. I mean, this society is.
Yeah.
Screwed things up with family because, you know, I know of instances where, yeah, maybe mom had to go work, okay, and they dropped the kids off with grandma and grandpa or an uncle and an aunt, so they're with family as opposed to be now. It's kind of cool, you know. You drop your we're at the best daycare in the city. We've got there's only 10 kids to a class. It's like, really, seriously, two strangers running your class. You were actually excited about that, okay.
Yeah, if you honestly want your 2-year-old to be unloved, you know, for 10 hours a day, you have that choice.
But Dr. B, I check in with FaceTime all the time. My kid sees me all the time. Have you heard? Go ahead.
Yeah. And why are we in this mess that we're in generationally, right? Why are the abortions up? Why is everybody, why are the STDs up? Why, you know, why are the suicide rates up? Because we don't have a sense of family anymore. We have a lot to learn from the greatest generation, actually.
Yep.
So
they were great people.
Probably should go study it.
People want to make fun of them, but they were great people. So there's a whole group of people out there, though, in this coronavirus situation that we really haven't given much thought to, which is the cruise ship people. They're not home yet. A lot of them are still stuck on those ships, aren't they?
They are, and I am beginning to get messages on my website or through the confidential channel. They're suicidal. They're stuck at the dock in many ports. I think it's up to 92,000 crew members from all over the world that have not been able to leave the dock or their ship for over 2 months. And it's taking a toll on their mental health. And Princess Cruises and other cruise lines are keeping it hush-hush. I was on a White House call about it, and they are trying to address it, but for some reason it's getting hushed in the media, and I don't know why. So that's what I'm investigating right now, because I really do care about what's going on with these people.
They don't have enough time. They're beating on Trump too much to talk about the cruise ship people. Come on. Seriously?
Right. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. Oh. You know me. Mental health will always come first, but I feel for them. But,
so if you're a believer, you got to get in your quiet place with God to get through this, correct?
You do. You got to go outside and take a look at the water and worship and take a deep breath. But
if you're not a believer,
not.
You still have ways to get quiet, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, there's the whole yoga and, you know, meditation and taking deep breaths. There are things. They still have internet access, a lot of them. It's in and out from the people I'm hearing from, but they still have it. You know, sit down, watch your favorite show, go get some, you know, comfort food, and, you know, they're still able to connect with their family members.
That's
and
working
just
out
do
well
that. And
you.
Know, yeah, if you're listening, know that help is on the way. They are going to start releasing some of them.
The problem with comfort food is we're all going to be in deep depression because of the 30 pounds we gained being home the whole time. Anyway, Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you on. I get such a great feedback when you're on the show. You know, keep up the good work, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
All right. Don't receive your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. It's all Joe for the whole hour. We'll be back in a minute.